It's 8:08 Eastern Standard Time. The polls are still open across the country, and the world is still watching. Sometimes in fear, sometimes in worry, sometimes in wonder how all this election moment will turn out. We stand at a pivotal time either way. To those who will awaken tomorrow demoralized about a variety of aspects of the outcome, or demoralized about how our people, disappointed, were inflamed and insulted and feared and denigrated or reacted in the aftermath, I sincerely want to offer this. The ways that we have been seeing ourselves and our humanity up to now can be transformed. Are being transformed. A choice that I like is to transform into a national, even global, more expanded, more compassionately open and loving, more cooperative, more willing to be vulnerable and connected with each other as a society, as families, as friends, so that we create even more amazing inventions and services and discoveries and possibilities which can flourish, not just coexist. There have been, along with the divisive of feelings and expressions, some powerful bonding, alliances, and fresh visions in each divided camp in the social model described best as the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Because of fear, and fear turned into hate, we in each camp sought and gave each other validation, love, support, encouragement, and we held each other accountable. Yes, that is the noble side of war, if a thing like that can be said. There will need to be healing from the wounds from these times and from the loss of the camaraderie that was built in this process. That won't be simple. It won't be quick. It won't be skipped. As we continue to live and heal, a vision for the future will develop. So, while we heal, imagine if we gave each other all that regardless of political belief and action. If then we could see the truths that we share, even if they have led us to opposite interpretations and actions. Imagine if we knew each other as family of choice, teammates on a project instead of a death match. As fellowship mates, not against each other, but against the true horrors of being human. The noble side effect of war can be found in working together to deal with the needs of a growing population on a planet with shrinking available land and resources. Or in the way we work together for each other's welfare after a violent natural disaster. Or cooperate in treating seriously nasty diseases. Do we need to be fighting against each other to learn how we matter to each other? Up to now, maybe so, given what we've chosen over centuries. Can we co-create or allow a divine creation of such a profoundly peaceful world, of such a dynamically peaceful world, of such an alive world? I'm not saying that I know it's really possible. What I am hearing from so many people and am feeling is that the effort and the actions toward unity bring even more deeply satisfying experiences and promise so much more for our human experience than our results from continuous cycles of war while we're alive in this creation. Is that reward worth the effort to open up to each other on purpose while being clear about our boundaries with each other, communicating, so that we can put our love into action.